Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center and welcome to February. I can't believe the first month is all gone. The 30-day challenge. How did you do in January and a 30-day challenge? You know what? Here's the good news. It's a new month. You can pick up a brand new challenge. That's what we teach here at Intentional Living. What one thing here in this month of February could you do, would do in your marriage, for instance, that would make the single biggest difference? All right, this is the Intentional Living Center with Jennifer and Stephen, and I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with a host of others, our team that take phone calls and love on you guys and pray for you and make sure you stay in touch with what the ministry is doing. We certainly appreciate you all. If you have a question for me today, you can leave it on our storyline. We have our callers lined up today, but the storyline's open at 888-888-1717. We'll be getting to those who are standing by here in just a moment. If you're new to the ministry, Intentional Living is a ministry of Intentional Life Media and Family Life Radio, and we have one passion here, and that is to help you experience life the way God intended. And when that happens, there's more peace and joy, and that's what we want for you. And God getting the glory, and I just seen you all get the benefit in the process. All right, let's get at it. The calls are open on our storyline at 888-888-1717. I think this is Mike. Mike, are you there?
I am.
Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much, and thank you for what you guys do.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. What's going on? What's your question?
Well, I'm in a bit of a conundrum. I've been dating this gal for, we're on a month, maybe a little bit more. But we've dated in the past, and things didn't really work out, but we reconnected. Things are going awesome and heading towards possible marriage is what I'm thinking. And she's kind of on the same boat, but she just divulged to me that she is still married to another man that abandoned her almost a year ago. And she's just been in the process of trying to go through divorce and all that. So I'm just kind of laying here in limbo.
Was that a surprise to you?
Very much.
And how long were you dating, did you say, before she told you that?
Literally, I found out yesterday. So it's been a month, a little over a month.
All right. What was your first reaction?
Run.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Yep. Why?
Well, I've always made a rule. I don't date married women. I just don't. It's when,
yeah.
I've been single for 15 years.
Good for you. That's right. All right. So your first reaction was run. Why did you have that first reaction?
Because I've had relationships in the past where they were married and said, oh, we're in the process of a divorce. And then they end up either going back or they just never seem to be motivated to get divorced.
Or because you're dating them, they're not motivated to put their marriage back together.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the point, right?
Yeah.
They're having fun.
Yeah. I wonder, did the thought come to your mind, hey, this person, she's nice and I was moving in a direction, but I wonder about the honesty or openness or integrity to tell me what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're hitting it right on the head.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were probably experiencing. Tell you what, Mike, the Bible's pretty clear. When we violate our own conscience, when we know God's speaking to us, we violate that. We pay a big price for it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
We do. It's just unfortunate. I caught feelings, so.
Yeah, and they can make a mess of good decisions sometimes, can't they?
They can, yeah. Sticking with the word, right? You got to stick with the word.
Amen, brother. When we live our lives the way God intended, things are a whole lot easier for us. It's when we choose to kind of do our own thing and allow our emotions or our thoughts or our explanations to drive us, we get in trouble. Now, I would say this for this woman, how you approach this, I mean, in terms of her and her life, and hopefully she's getting help. I feel for her, if her husband's abandoned her, that she's getting help for herself. She's probably feeling need and want to connect and so on. So I understand the dynamic of the relationship, But however you all handle that, the key is don't violate your own conscience as a follower of Christ. Because I tell you what, brother, when we do, we pay a price.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Every question we ask in life has the power to set us up or set us free. In Dr. Randy's teaching titled The Power of Questions, he unpacks the first question in the Bible and how the serpent used it to twist God's word and lead Adam and Eve astray.
God never told the woman she couldn't touch the fruit. There's already a deception that's occurring in this woman's mind, and Satan is setting her up.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets to listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate you all praying for us, supporting the ministry. Your financial support allows us to help people understand what God's intention is, and in many times come to Him for the first time to give their life to Him, ultimately investing in the changed eternity and a changed tomorrow for many people. Thank you. Go to theintentionallife.com. Click on that little donate icon. Do the best you can. We need your help. Or just call us during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. You know, the Bible tells us we're to do all things in love. And we're talking about high-stake relationships. We got high-stake stuff going on here today in these calls. We got the future of relationships and marriages and families. And so when I share things, I try to do so in love and understand the dynamics are often very complex. And that's why I encourage you to get plugged into your pastor or to a really strong support group of godly people who can help you think that through, because some of these things are really high stake. I mean, you know, I'm not a gambler, but there's people who have lost everything, high stake things, and they bet the farm, as it were, right? In this case, betting a marriage or betting a relationship. And we want the best for you, and so does God. He loves you. He doesn't want us to be messing up. He's a good dad, and He loves us. His heart grieves too. So when we figure out what pleases Him, His intention, and we do it, everybody wins, right? Everybody's going to win. Doesn't mean life's going to be easy, but certainly you want to win, not lose. All right, let's go to Michelle. Hi there, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's going on?
So, I have a blended family, and we've had a lot going on, like, with grandkids. Like, my son has taken off. He's on drugs and lost his place, and I financially was trying to support him not losing his place, but he ultimately did because I couldn't help him anymore, and I knew I was enabling him, and I took in his children and their mother, and my husband and her are not getting along, and my granddaughter's acting out and stuff. I'm going to take a love and logic class on Tuesday. Uh-huh. And I just don't know how to deal with everything. I don't want my marriage ruined.
Yeah, you're in the middle, aren't you?
And they really don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
And so I want the best for my grandkids, and I want to break these generational curses. Yeah. And I'm just hurting so bad. And I love the Lord, and I pray, and I trust in Him, but I don't want to dishonor my husband either. You know, I don't want him to feel uncomfortable in his own home.
Yeah, that's true. And so does he understand your heart on this?
I think so. We have his daughter also living with us. Also last month, her has a child with him, and he was shot or he killed himself. We're not sure what happened. It's under investigation. And we had like 3 deaths last month. His dad died. He's just going through a lot.
Yeah. So what you got is a big, you guys are in the middle of a crisis. Okay. You're in the middle of a crisis, Michelle. And when you're in the middle of a crisis, that's when we have to reach out and get support. We got to get help. You can't do this alone. You guys don't have enough resources probably right now, emotionally and maybe financially and otherwise. And so I'm going to encourage you to do this. You can only change something in a system with the people who have the authority to change things, if that makes any sense. And right now it's you and your husband. And you've got these kids, you've got the kid's mother, you've got your son, you've got whatever was going on. I didn't quite understand all that, but what's going on with your husband's family? I would encourage you and your husband to just agree to say, listen, we've got to get on a page here and have one plan, whatever we're going to do. Before God, we want to do the right thing. And right now, none of us are quite sure what that is. But we know what's going on right now is way too much for us to handle alone. There's a humbling that comes to say, hey, I need to reach out and get some help, but we need to do it together. The Bible says 2 are better than 1 because they have a good return for their work. You guys can do this together a lot better than trying to do it apart. Because like you said, it'll damage your marriage or create real division. So I would encourage you to get with your husband and say, honey, I don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. We love each other. We got a lot of stuff going on. Let's get some help. And I mean, get somebody who really can help you. Get to a counselor. Get to someone you can lay all the facts on the table. You may have to reach out and get some benevolence help. You may have to get some help outside of your own circle, other family members or whatever that can help, you know, just help relieve some of the daily stress. But if you allow Satan to use this to divide you, he'll try to divide and conquer you guys, but you and your husband got to stand together.
Okay, and that's what I just told him. I said, I want to stand by you and support you and love you, you know what I mean? And
Listen,
he was talking about going and living at his dad's house right now because his dad just passed away, and I don't know if that's good or bad, you know what I mean? Maybe it will give him a chance to work through some of the hurt of losing his dad and going through his things, and yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know.
That's it, but what you said. Michelle, listen, what happens is, this happens to all of us, but it's happening in spades for you guys right now, is whenever we get into a problem, all of a sudden options seem to disappear. All we can see is the problem. It's right in front of us. It's like being on a highway and the tire goes out. Everything is about that tire going out. And your whole world is about, how do I get a new tire out on the highway here? And then my spare's got a flat too. And now what do I do? And you don't realize there's other options. Maybe I can call and get someone to come out and repair it. There's an exit just about 100 yards away. I can walk and get some help. In other words, we need to see what are some options that you guys have that you don't even see now that could be helpful to you. But I will tell you this, if your husband goes and stays with his dad for a while or whatever, isn't it the biggest issue? The biggest issue is that you and your husband are in agreement with what you're doing and you have a plan of action. And that's why we're all about intentional living, is what one thing can we do in the next 30 days that's going to make the biggest difference in our life? And for you guys, it's going to be standing together. I can almost guarantee it. It's the two of you standing together. However you do that, yes. But you got to do it.
And the Lord downloaded that to me also. You know, I made great mistakes with my own children. And, you know, with my grandchildren, I want, you know, because I have wisdom now, I'm older. I just see, you know what I mean? And I just...
Yeah, but keep in mind, you can't fix everybody's problems. You know, right. Your son, he's got to deal with his issues, and the the mother of your grandchildren, she's got issues, and I don't know what that is. She needs to get some help, take care of herself, and you can only do what you can do, Michelle. And then your husband on top of this with what he's facing. Is it okay if I pray with you? Is it okay if I pray with you guys?
Yes,
all right.
Please.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're listening. Father, thank you for Michelle and her husband. I don't know if he's listening or not. Lord, I pray your spirit will move in those two hearts and just glue them together, that they can stand together in this and put a plan together. Know that this is a season they're going through. They'll look back 6 months, a year from now, and they'll either say, boy, we made mistakes, or Lord, we got close to what you wanted, and we were intentional, and it made a difference. Lord, and I pray that that's what they will do. Give them courage. Give them a hedge of protection. Be with those grandkids. Be with that mother of the grandkids. Be with the son. Be with the dad and the family issues that have gone on recently there. We just pray that your spirit will move through all of this, and this will be a saved, restored family that can give you glory and honor. That we could look back 6 months from now when they call back and say thank you for what God has done in my life and give him glory, give you glory. That's what we pray for. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
I'm a subscriber of the Intentional Life series, and I've gotten so much information that has helped me through this past year. Our daughter just recently decided to move out with her boyfriend, and I'm learning how to love her. She's still in the home and will be moving out the end of the year. And I just love her every day and let the Holy Spirit guide me in what to say and what to do. I just go by that passage in Corinthians that says, love always hopes and it always believes. And if you always hope and you always believe that the Father who loves you loves your child even more, that will get you through, and I think it'll make a big difference in their life. Thanks, Dr. Randy. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. By the way, I appreciate all of you who are praying for us here at Intentional Living. Maybe you listen and you think, hey, I listen to my Christian radio station. I listen to Intentional Living. I didn't realize so many people are struggling. I've been around a long time. Know that a lot of people tune into Christian radio because they are struggling, because they're not getting help when they turn on something else, right? Because we're here with one message. God made you. He loves you. He's your daddy. He wants the best for you. And if you're his child, you've given your life to him, doesn't mean you're not going to have problems, but you now have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. And that's where you turn first to his word, the power of the Holy Spirit, good counsel. We're just here as cheerleaders on the sideline saying, hey, when you figure out what pleases Christ and do it, experience life the way God intended, things are going to be a lot better. And that's why we do what we do. So thank you for your support. We really do appreciate it. You can join us, by the way, by calling during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And when you do, you can press number 2 and it'll take you to our staff, or call or go online anytime to theintentionallife.com. All right, Jared, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good.
Good. What's your question?
Well, I was wondering, why does the Bible say it's a shame for a man to be like a woman? It's an abomination for a woman to be like a man. Why is God the Heavenly Father, not the Heavenly Mother? I was listening to Rocky's question, and he made me want to challenge you guys. Why is Adam created first and not Eve? With all the culture going on, just curious.
Well, you'd probably be calling, if he'd created Eve first and not Adam, you'd probably be calling with the same question in reverse, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Well, all I can do is tell you that our culture has taken God's design, clearly laid out in Scripture, distorted it, and said, now this is normal. And has convinced a lot of people to say that this is okay, this is what God intends, when it's not. I'll take you back to Genesis. I think going to the beginning is always a good place to start. We see back way in Genesis chapter 1. By the way, before the fall of man, before sin occurred, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. And he created, as you see the scripture, he created Adam and then said, well, this is not good. He needs a helpmate. He needs a helpmeet, someone who's going to be a part. And I see it as co-equal, even though we have different roles. I think that's God's intention. He created man and woman. I know in my own marriage of many years that my wife is a lot smarter, quicker, and a lot of things, partly because of being a woman and partly because she's smarter than I am. And given me certain strengths and abilities because I'm a man and because I've had different experiences. And when I look at scripture, I see that two are better than one because we get a good return for our work. I don't see in scripture where God devalues women. If anything, he values women. He values marriage. He values a relationship. I guess I would ask, I'd ask you, Jared, why is this question on your heart today?
I'm just curious. Yeah.
Just of the culture?
I'm not married. I'm a single guy. Yeah.
What's going on in our culture and wondering? Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, do you listen to the radio a lot?
Yes.
How are you? How are you?
I'm the call.
How are you doing your own life? What's are you in school or are you working or what's your life about?
I'm in between jobs, but yeah, I struggle with lust and stuff. So
okay, I was wondering, there's some stuff going on in your own life you're trying to figure out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so do you struggle when you say lust? Do you have an issue with pornography?
A little bit.
Yeah. Do you have support for yourself? Do you, you talk to any guys about this? Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a good sign that you feel the conviction of that. That's the Holy Spirit convicting you, isn't he?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And listen, I'd say to every... How old are you, Jared?
I'll be 29.
Okay. Listen... You're 29, you're young. Every man listening knows that we're wired visually. That's just the way we're wired. I mean, you look at what goes on media today, that's the sell men things. They know how to sell men things, right? I mean, let's just be honest, because we're visual. And because we live in a fallen world, it's easy for that to become distorted in our life. And instead of seeing a man, seeing a woman as a creation of God, it's easy to start to see her as an object. And when that happens, then of course that becomes a problem, pervasive problem in our lives, can be. And many men wrestle with that. And I think any man listening, you understand the pull and problem with that in life. That's just part of the world in which we live. And so being able to change, and this is something, Jared, when you start to see women, of course, what they do on online today and these sites, that's not real. That's just not a real situation. But when we see someone to put over their head a little sign that says, this is a daughter of God, this is a child of God, just like you would see over a man's head that this is a creation of God, a special creation of God, not just an object, which is a powerful thing. Secondly, to be able to get plugged in to that kind of support group, are you finding help when you stay with those guys that are supporting you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Well, listen, can I pray with you?
Sure.
And I'm glad you're listening. Listen, you're not alone. We've got a lot of men listening who wrestle with this. It affects marriage. It's good that you're in a situation. It sounds like it's something you're dealing with and want to continue to deal with in your life. Let me ask this before I pray. Were you exposed to pornography when you were young?
I'm not sure when. I don't really remember.
Yeah. Well, it's pervasive. It used to be some, you know, guys have to go to a magazine store or someplace, and now you just go online and it's available everywhere. Lord, I pray for Jared, and I pray for every man and woman listening that may struggle with this thing of pornography. And lust, we know Satan knows what buttons to push and how to push and what it can do. I just pray that you'll give Jared and others who are listening the courage to say, hey, this is a battle and I need some help. Can't do this alone. And that God loves me and he forgives, and I just want to be the person that God wants me to be. And I pray for that for Jared and others listening today. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Hey, let me just add one thing, Jared, before you hang up. A friend of mine has a ministry called New Life. And some of you may have heard his program, Steve Arterburn. And they have a whole thing that they do, Every Man's Battle. They have conferences and books and things where they help men. They may even have a section helping women too, I don't know. But Every Man's Battle, where they help them really wrestle with this thing of pornography and lust and so on, which is certainly one of those things that Satan loves to camp on in our lives and can be a problem. All right, I think we're about out of time, aren't we? Let's take a quick break, all right? And then we'll wrap this up. Don't go away.
I'm a subscriber of the Intentional Life series, and I've gotten so much information that has helped me through this past year. Our daughter just recently decided to move out with her boyfriend, and I'm learning how to love her. She's still in the home and will be moving out the end of the year. And I just love her every day and let the Holy Spirit guide me in what to say and what to do. I just go by that passage in Corinthians that says, love always hopes and it always believes. And if you always hope and you always believe that the Father who loves you loves your child even more, that will get you through. And I think it'll make a big difference in their life. Thanks, Dr. Randy. Bye.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you all, your prayers and support. We were just talking during that little break. It takes a lot for someone to call and be so transparent and honest as they have been throughout the program today. Those that we talked to on the air live and those on our recorded programs. So pray for each. Thinking of Jared, since he was the most recent. I mean, this young man, he clearly loves the Lord, wants to do the best thing in his life, and Satan loves to throw stumbling blocks. You know, his might be that. Come on. But yours might be money. might be pride. It might be, I don't know, you name it. These are the things that I call clutter. It's a nice way of saying stuff that we get in our life that messes us up spiritually. And so when we talk about decluttering our lives, whatever it is that's keeping you from really experiencing God's best in your life, there's a good target to go after with God's help and the Holy Spirit and some maybe counseling to deal with in your life, from money to relationships to attitude, whatever it is. That's why Intentional Living exists and our supporters make it possible. Thank you for doing that. Without you, we couldn't. My name, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is a team of people who love you, Jennifer and Steven, the rest of the team. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll be back again next time with more Intentional Living, which is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.